None of Southeast Alaska's three native languages are related to each other. Jordan Lachler, a linguist with the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, says there may be some bonds between the Tsimshian, Tlingit, and Haida people, but language isn't one of them.
In terms of culture, there's a lot that's very, very similar. There are definitely differences, but there are many, many similarities. But the one area that really sticks out as being the most distinct aspect of culture among all three groups is the language.
Lachler says there are two theories about the origins of Tsimshian. The most popular is that it's a branch of Pinutian, a group of native languages with speakers in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Northern California. But another is that it's related to a variety of Indo-European languages. The theory was first put forth by John Asher Dunn, whose Tsimshian dictionary and grammar books have been published by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Tlingit is part of a language family known as AET, which stands for Athabaskan Eyak Tlingit. Lachler says linguists had long thought that Tlingit and Athabaskan were somehow related, but it wasn't until researchers tied Athabaskan and Eyak together within the last 30 years that a definitive connection between Athabaskan and Tlingit was made. Research done in the last 2 years has shown that AET languages are related to a Central Siberian language called Ket, which was long thought to have no relationship to other languages. Lachler says Haida is the most puzzling case of the three Southeast native languages. For most of the 20th century, linguists thought Haida had to fit in with the AET, but the discovery that Ket is related to AET has convinced most researchers that Haida is not, in fact, related to any of those languages.
So if that's the case, if Haida does not belong with Athabaskan, Eyak, Tlingit, and Ket, then what we have is a language isolate, right? So it means we have no known relatives for Haida.
Lachler says out of about 6,000 known languages, there are only 40 or so isolates. He's editing a Haida dictionary and phrasebook that will be published by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. He made his comments as part of a lecture series being sponsored by the Institute for Native American Awareness Month.